I'd like now to welcome Thomas Larson. He's the author of the book, The Saddest Music Ever Written, the story of Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, and he will be speaking tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
So this is a piece of classical, I guess you'd call it classical music, 20th century music, that is really, really famous, and even if you don't know that you've heard it, the chances are you've heard it.
Yeah, you've heard it because it's been featured in film most predominantly. The most famous example is the anti-war movie Platoon from 1986, in which the movie is saturated with this music. And because of that, it's taken on this aura of, it has a kind of anti-war cast. Sometimes when people hear it, they think of Vietnam, and they think the music is sort of against the war. All of that turned around, of course, when the music was revived after 9/11, and it became a kind of honorific to grieve the loss of those who died in 9/11, because it was played at a lot of memorial services after that. So those two cultural moments really say a lot about the film in our lifetime.
It's interesting as an example of how music is used to really go into our hearts in the most important times of our lives.
Yes. We don't have a lot of grief music, and we don't have a lot of grief rituals in our culture. And to me, this is one reason why it has such a popularity, because it's so immediate. It sort of transcends musical periods. It sounds like it may have been written in the Renaissance or in the contemporary time. It has a gorgeous and yet simple melody that anyone can follow, and its repetition pushes us deeper into the feeling. Since it lasts a good eight or 9 minutes, we have to sit with it for the whole time. It's not over soon.
Now, Samuel Barber was an interesting character who was a very precocious, I guess you would call him sort of a child prodigy, who wrote his first composition was a sad song of some kind?
Yeah, it was 7 years old. He wrote a little piano piece called Sadness. And indeed, he suffered all his life from melancholia. He was a depressive, and it slowly worsened over his life. But still, he was able to get sort of what I think of as the range of the darker emotions, like sadness and meditation and depression, into his music. No other composer sounds like him, and no one sort of went as deep into these darker places at least in the American classical canon.
How did you decide to write an entire book about a relatively short piece?
Yeah, well, that was the challenge right there, to see if I could do it, to, an 8-minute piece, and see how many chapters I could get. I didn't know I could do it until I got well into it. And then I discovered its history, because the history of when and how it was written is fascinating, the Barber story itself, but then how it's been appropriated in our culture for the use in memorials, in funerals, in film, in television. It's been parodied. I just found this incredibly rich cultural history that said something beyond what I could just say personally about it as a piece of music.
There is this strange thing of pieces of music that just inherently make you cry.
Yeah.
And it's hard to put your finger on exactly what that is, and this piece has that.
It has it because we have it. It I think is slow enough and minor keyed enough and repetitious enough to bring that out of us. I don't think it makes all people cry, but if music is really personal. If you bring to it personal feelings and you're open to music's transformative power in that way. Other pieces, Schubert, Shostakovich, the great Estonian composer Arvo Pärt, all have very sad pieces. And I think it really depends on the person. But once you tap into that personal sadness, you feel a kind of universality that often even transcends your own private grief.
So you will be talking about the book tonight at Collected Works Bookstore. Will you play the piece of music as part of the...
What I have is this 45-minute sort of audiovisual presentation, and I play a number of YouTube clips from it. I talk about its history, its cultural appropriation. I talk about my personal relationship with the music, and we even hear from Barber, too, from some audio clips of him speaking as well.
We're going to go out and just hear a couple of minutes of the piece, Adagio for Strings. Thomas Larsen is the author of the book, The Saddest Music Ever Written, The Story of Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings. And once again, he will be in Santa Fe tonight at 6 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore, which is near the plaza in Santa Fe. It's on Galisteo Street on the corner of Water. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And here we go.